most requested record of the year so far, by some distance, I'd say. Force and Styles on Essential Platinum Records. This is Fireworks. And this is Melt Banana. I know you're supposed to play the same sort of records from one end of the programme to the other, but where's the fun in that? That's Melt Banana on Skin Graft Records, and the LP's called Scratch or Stitch. That was the title track from it. And here's the first from Comic Gain, who are, according to this list here anyway, Sarah Bleach, vocals, David Charlie Feck on vocals and guitar, obviously a fan of Father Ted, Phil on drums, Jax on bass and keyboards, and Sam at the guitar. And this is, what is this called? Say Yes, Kaleidoscope Sound. The first from Comic Gain, that's called Say Yes, Kaleidoscope Sound. And also in session this afternoon, Luke Guru, In a Hall Across Town, the orchestra tunes.
there was this band. I am an anti-Christ. They were famous for going on national television and saying rude words like f*** and bollocks and playing ace songs. God save the Queen! It's now 1996, and the world is a very different place. Well, kind of.
There ain't no one out there doing cool.
Never mind the bollocks. Here's the Sex Pistols live.
For details of Filthy Lucas or call the Radio 1 concert line 0891 110 100. 39p per minute, cheap rate, 49p at all other times.
You won't need your parents' permission. They'll be pogoing down the front or listening on 97 to 99 FM. Radio 1.
Gosh, those Sex Pistols, I bet they're going to be really outrageous. That was Yurusei Yatsura from their LP on Che Records. A couple of tunes, really. Phases on Stun, the first bit, and the second bit seems to be called Solar Cola, although the graphics are a bit difficult to work out at that point. And the first facts of the afternoon comes from brother Jay Taylor, and he says the swashbuckling Gambino five-piece are back to raise hell in the big smoke. His Goldblade are going to be doing their inimitable six-string soul power thing at the Duchess of York, which isn't in London at all, and doesn't have a T in it either, actually, if you're listening, brother Jay Taylor. It's in Leeds, of course, on the 3rd of April. They're going to be there with the makeup. I wish I'd known the makeup were in our lovely country, because it would have been nice to have got them in for a session. The Garage, though, in London on the 11th of April with Bob Tilton. Powerhouse London on the 12th of April with the makeup again. And King's College London on the 26th of April with 60 Foot Dolls. Right, this is Rebel Yell. We'll be right back. On the deeply intense Stay Up Forever record label, that's Rebel Yell, a.k.a. DJ Gazelle. Glass Ball is the title of the track. And this is Do-Rag, who were in, well, Holland, I think, just last week. But alas, didn't come here, which is a pity, because I'd like to have seen them. And got them in for a session as well, actually. This is from their forthcoming LP, not even available in the States yet, I believe. The LP is called What We Do, and this is Nickel, the club version, of course. Indeed, that's Do-Rag, who make their own equipment out of ducting, garden waste and playground equipment. After the news, it's Heads.
97 to 99 FM. Radio 1. Newsbeat.
The government's accused Labour of trying to create a health scare over mad cow disease. The Prime Minister said collective hysteria had been whipped up and the opposition's behaviour had been quite appalling. But Labour's hit back, saying they were being blamed for the government's incompetence. A man's appeared in court charged with the bombing of an army barracks at Ripon more than 20 years ago. Peter McMullen was extradited from the States yesterday. Armed robbers have escaped with £250,000 in cash after ramming a lorry through the walls of a Securicor depot in Kent. Top Toy Store Hamley say they've removed all toy guns and similar merchandise in the wake of the Dunblane tragedy. Labour's calling for all shops to take toy weapons off sale. There have been brawls in Hong Kong as residents try to get their applications in for a British passport. Hundreds of people are camping outside to make sure they don't miss the deadline tomorrow. The favourite Rough Quest has won the Grand National in a controversial finish. He came in a length and a half ahead of Encore and Purr. The placing was confirmed by a steward's inquiry. Superior finish was third. And in football, QPR beat Southampton 3-0, improving their chances of avoiding relegation at the bottom of the Premiership League. Radio 1 Newsbeat, I'm Cathy McNair.
Radio 1, more music. We'll be right back.
all part of the record, which is why I didn't leap into the gap of the... Hi there, you're listening to Radio 1. That's from the Heads on Headhunter Records. Relaxing with the Heads is the title of the LP, which has, I've just noticed, a rather saucy sleeve, and Chipped was the title of the track that I played you. More brawling youth with guitars coming up in just a moment, but let me tell you that next Friday the Heads tour starts, or will be, yes, yeah, starts, I think, in Wolverhampton at the Connaught Hotel, where they're supported by the Mice. In fact, all the shows are supporting the Mice, rather. What do I say? Saturday, April the 6th in Bath at the Moles Club. Newport Filling Station on April the 7th. Sunday, April the 9th, Manchester, Hop and Grape, Roadmenders, Northampton on April the 11th. Rock City, Nottingham on April the 14th. Duchess of York, Leeds on April the 15th. And so it goes on. And a note here that says, the Heads LP is released on Monday, April the 1st. As ever, many thanks for your continued support. It's amazing that radio people like yourselves, Mark Radcliffe and the Radio 1 Rock Show, will truly support new UK bands. A different matter when it comes to the press. I've noticed that as well. Anyway, this is Spanner Corzo. Passed through the country recently as well, undetected by me. Spanner Corzo from their LP Influx. That was End of the Dialectic. Here's another one from Luke Guru. They're in session this afternoon. The Other Side of the Other Side.
Special Mix on Radio 1 features the world's greatest dance DJs and producers right here every weekend. In the mix tonight, this month's Essential Mix live extravaganza finds us on the road in Manchester's Sankey Soap Club for a golden night. DJ Pete Bromley with Pete Tong for 2 hours live in the mix. The Essential Mix, tonight at midnight on 97 to 99 FM, Radio 1. Essential.
Star and a track from a 10-inch LP on Silver Girl Records called Sometimes What's the Difference, and that was number one. Before that, it was Loop Guru, there in session this afternoon, the other side of the other side. And last night I was beating on about being able to get information about gigs coming up during Sound City at Leeds, and the facts here from Stuart and Nicola, and it says, you mentioned last week Hood's involvement in a week of gigs during Sound City.
Make a put a head between your legs.
Comic Gain in session, and that one's called Stripped. And now for a reading from a press release, or a part of one anyway. It says, first cut from new label Boreal, displaying the talents of Italian techno pioneers D-Duo, otherwise known as F&M D'Arcangelo, whose releases on Out of Orbit and Hot Tracks have gained them international respect. Two mixes of Nuke, anyway, carries on in a similar vein, but this is one of those mixes of Nuke.
We'll be right back.
composed by D'Arcangelo and D'Arcangelo, D-Duo, and that's on Boreal Records, and rather fine too. It's called Nuke, and after Nuke, Duke. Ah. We'll be right back.
individuality. You got a friend telling you what to do. Your friend always telling you what to do. So listen to your friend. Listen to me.
Does exactly as he was told. Those are the Work Dogs on In the Red Records from the LP One Night Only. Totally different boogie. Before that, it was Little Walter from, I forget which year, doesn't matter a great deal, but a wonderful track, of course. Duke was the title of that. And here's the facts it's about the wedding present, in a way. The competition to win the 1968 Austin Mini Countryman Mark II, used in the design for the front cover of Mini. And it says here, which is obviously applies to people who bought the record only, you have to send in the special competition reply card in the CD. You probably knew this, and in the 10-inch, actually, with your name and address to Cooking Vinyl Records. The winner will be drawn, this is the important part, of course, the winner will be drawn by David Gedge on John Peel's Radio 1 show on Friday the 12th of April, live from Sound City in Leeds. My goodness me, the excitement just building and building. Can't you feel that? This is Guapo. I don't know, you can say, well, I think that should be at a different speed, and I'm going to try it at a different speed. That's the kind of crazy guy I am. demonstrating once again the superiority of vinyl in that you have a range of speeds available to you. You can play to whatever takes your fancy. CDs, of course, they just play at one speed, as far as I know. Guapo on Power Tool Records, and that was called Fat City. And a fax here from Cable, and they say, please remind our friends who listen to your show that our album came out on Monday. This is after a lot of kind of amiable chat beforehand, because it sounds a bit formal if I just start halfway through, but that's what they say. And it's available from all good music retailers, and they were on tour with Elevate throughout April as follows. On the 2nd, Kingston Dionysus. On the 3rd, Chelmsford at the Y Club. 4th, it's Hastings Crypt. 9th, Derby at the Royal Banqueting Suite. On the 10th, it's once again the legendary Roadmenders in Northampton. And on the 11th, York Fibbers. On the 12th, Leeds. That's Sound City, Feast and Firkin, a rival concern to ours. Actually, I shouldn't be mentioning it. Scratch that from your memories. On the 13th, Wolverhampton Varsity. The 15th, Norwich at the Arts Centre. 16th, Middlesbrough Corner House. And so it goes on. Carlisle, Edinburgh, Glasgow, Liverpool, Southampton, Bristol, Plymouth, Exeter, London. I'll try to remember to give you the other dates later on, closer to the time. This is Luke Carew.
action.
Just what you need, really, at about 6:15 on a Saturday afternoon, I reckon. That's Loop Guru in session, thinking, feeling, action. And is that the last from them? No, one more to come, goodness me. This is Butterfly Child.
We've never known any different, so we've just got used to it.
My mum's Catholic and my dad's Protestant, and I don't really think about religion at all.
I'm always watching over my shoulder in case, like, some boys come up, dragging me kicking.
We have seen the changes that this ceasefire has brought about, and, you know, we, more than anybody, I think, have been disappointed that it has ended.
Andy Kershaw talks to the people of Derry in Northern Ireland. Kershaw in Derry, tomorrow night at 7 on 97 to 99 FM, Radio 1.
We'll be right back.
Another sizzling track from that Astral Angora EP, this time by Longleg, and that was called Chop Chop. Before that, it was Butterfly Child on Dedicated, an LP called The Honeymoon Suite, Ghost on Your Shoulder. No, hold on a second, I've done that already. This is what I'm trying to do now.
I'm gonna go get some more.
This is on Octagonal Records, a label so called because the records are octagonal, and it's by Octopus Galore. The Abyss is the title of it, and nothing else I can tell you. I think this is another track from the LP by Dunn Lying Down. The LP is Contrapunct. This is Star Search. Actually, I've done it. Well, I haven't really done it again. What actually happened was that the things seemed to be kind of numbered in a contrary sort of way. This is the tune I intended to play.
In Harrogate, promising there'll be an upturn in prosperity which will win the Tories the next election. John Major criticised Labour for trying to create a health scare over mad cow disease and whipping up a collective hysteria. Labour's hit back, claiming they were being blamed for government incompetence. Some shops are reporting an upturn in beef sales after large price cuts. One supermarket, Sainsbury's, say they've had a tenfold increase after halving their prices. Spanish police have arrested two British men with a large amount of guns and bomb-making equipment. Police were alerted after shots were fired in a bar in Fuengirola. Weapons including bomb launchers and rifles were found in a nearby flat. A former paratrooper has appeared in court charged with bombing an army barracks in North Yorkshire over 20 years ago. Peter McMullen, who's 49, was extradited from America. Police are still questioning six teenagers after a stolen British Airways coach was chased up the M4 for 20 miles. Traffic patrols laid spikes in the road to stop the coach near Swindon. Three boys and three girls are being held at Chippenham Police Station. And for the first time in 14 years, a favourite has won the Grand National. Rough Quest came in ahead of Encore and Purr in a controversial finish. Radio 1 Newsbeat, I'm Cathy McNair.
Radio 1, more music.